Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. The only morning radio show that's local, live, and from two zip codes. Laura's getting ready to go from Elysburg, where today it'll be a special show because not only do we invade her house every morning, but we are going to invade her driveway and possibly even her front yard. And boy, are her neighbors going to be surprised. That's what happens when you let a radio person move into your neighborhood. Tom and Laura in the morning, we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on. It's National Limerick Day. We're going to try not to touch that topic a little bit, because there's always somebody who wants to call in or get on our social media and do a limerick that rhymes with the word Nantucket, and we don't want that. Elsewhere, what else? So much to do today. Try It Tuesday. Yeah, we will try something that maybe we shouldn't, but we will. And rumor has it today, it is one of our friendly advertisers here, so that's always good. It's always not so good when Laura makes it in a blender. So stand by. If it is one of our fine sponsors, then it's going to be an okay Try It Tuesday. That's on the way this morning. A whole lot more Tom and Laura in the morning, including available liquor licenses in Schuylkill County. It could happen. I don't talk politics on this show, but this whole this whole pandemic thing is wearing on people, and now we're all getting stupid. We need to stay smart, okay? If the president says so, well, forget what the president, but if it, well, no, it's not the governor's job either. Whose job is it? I don't even know. But at any rate, when we get a rule, we have to stick by it. And here in Pennsylvania, we have to listen to the governor. Well, Schuylkill County decided they don't want to listen to the governor. Now the governor says, I'm going to take some stuff off you. And they say, well, go ahead. We don't care. And then he said, well, this will involve the PLCB and liquor licenses. And they were going, uh-oh. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
I heard that a lot of grocery stores are now limiting the amount of meat you can buy. It's awkward when you try to check out too much and the cashier's like,
we got a meat hog at register 5. We got a classic meat hog.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Yes, Herndon is a place on earth. Route 147 south of Sunbury. Just keep going. You'll get there. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. Laura will be in from her kitchen studio in Elysburg. Two zip codes doing the morning show now for week 7 during this pandemic. You know, we get so busy sometimes we forget or we hear things and we just let them pass. Yesterday, we marked the passing of Jerry Stiller. And I go way back because I'm an old man. I mean, okay. So I remember, you know, I remember Stiller and Myrna, his wife, on the Johnny Carson show. You might not remember that. We remember Jerry as the Seinfeld dad.
I got no leg room back here. Move your seat forward. There's a mechanism. You just pull it and throw your body weight.
The Serenity Now scene.
You go.
If you want the leg room, say you want the leg room. Don't blame the mechanism.
Right, Dad, we're 5 blocks from the house. Sit sideways.
Like an animal. Because of her, I have to sit there like an animal. Serenity Now! Serenity now!
What is that?
Doctor gave me a relaxation cassette. When my blood pressure gets too high, the man on the tape tells me to say, Serenity Now!
You're supposed to yell it?
The man on the tape wasn't specific.
Under the screen door, it blew off again?
I told you to fix that thing.
Serenity Now!
The famous Serenity Now episode. That's my favorite. That was my favorite. Jerry Stiller passed down the offer to be George Costanza's dad because he was working on Broadway. He said, I don't want to do it. 6 months later, they asked him again. So he went in to do a read, and the woman who was playing his wife yelled the line instead of saying it, so he yelled back. Everybody started laughing, and from that moment on, they said, you need to be the angry dad. You need to yell a lot. So I wanted to get all this audio ready yesterday, and we were so busy doing everything else. But one more piece on George Costanza's dad. We have some outtakes on the famous You Want a Piece of Me show, which is just funny.
Where's my boy?
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
My George isn't clever enough to hatch a scheme like this.
You got that right.
What the hell does that mean?
He didn't yell it.
What the hell does that?
He still didn't yell it.
Come on. Okay, let's go. Let's go. That means whatever the hell you want it to mean.
You're saying you want a piece of me? You saying you want a piece of me?
Come on, you gotta get more angry. Cut.
You want a piece of me?
There it is.
You got it.
Jerry Stiller, he's gone at the age of 92. He'll be missed.
Yep.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. National Limerick Day. All right. You pushed me to it. I'll have to do the song that I best know on National Limerick Day. And it's not about me. Okay. Here we go.
There once was a wee man. His mom named him Rod. Short but with a blessing the women would applaud. Uh-huh. He stood 4 foot nothing with a little extra something. That's why the girls called him Tripod.
There it is. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Central Pennsylvania's only live morning radio show from two zip codes. I'm in the studio in Sunbury, and I'm assuming Laura's sitting at her kitchen table.
Indeed, I am.
There she is in Elysburg, PA, which is just a stone's throw from Columbia County.
Yes, it is.
We've talked about this before.
Southern Columbia Area School District.
That's right. And there's a Central Columbia, but how come there's no Northern Columbia? That's another argument for perhaps another time. That is meant for you people in Millville and Benton. It's kind of a joke there, unless you live in Millville or Benton.
Yeah, I was going to say, no.
Yeah, they will be Northern Columbia. It's just a matter of time. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, yes, the fact that if you look in one direction in your house, you're looking at another county. So therefore, one county is yellow, the other county is red.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. Okay,
yes.
Sure.
It could be worse.
It could be worse.
The CNN finally caught on to this and said, let's send a reporter to that place that we like to joke around about a lot. But this time it's not a joke. That one point in the town of Bristol, Virginia, that is sitting on the border of Tennessee. You see, one side of the street is in Virginia and the other side is in Tennessee.
It's like Floribama.
So that's kind of cute, except for times of pandemic when one state says you can open and the other state says you can't. Interesting.
Interesting.
Right now
Very
I'm standing in Tennessee while the camera I'm looking at is in Virginia. Uh-huh. On this side of the street, of State Street, you've got restaurants that are able to do dine-in service. But I'm going to walk across the street now. I'm going to cross state lines where people will be encountering a whole different set of rules. Okay, now I'm in Virginia. And on this side of the street, there is no dine-in service yet.
It's tough because I can see the Tennessee side. I can see them. So if there's a virus over there, it's over here.
Great point. What do you think?
Excellent point.
These are the things our governor has to put up with every day.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be making the decisions, honestly.
Like, you wouldn't want to live on the edge of Schuylkill County right now, would you? But anyway, I mean, it's everywhere.
If you go up and over the Natalie, you technically are on the edge of Schuylkill County.
It's everywhere. So, like, you know, one county is doing this, the other county is doing that. And on a bigger level, one state is doing this, and the other state is doing that. We are in confusing times, my dear.
Yes, we are. I think it's best to allow the experts to decide.
That's a great point, because in a lot of areas, we're just kind of doing what we want to do, and that's not good.
Yeah. No comment.
I think it's time for Mark to tell us who the do-gooders are and who the do-gooders aren't. News, sports, and AccuWeather next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning from two different zip codes. Coming up later on this morning, something happening in Laura's driveway that is very exciting, but we can't make a big deal about it because then the governor will call because she may have a crowd of more than 25. We don't want that to happen.
No, there's going to be like a crowd of two.
All right. But if I make a big deal, you know, the mouth of Morgan, it's a powerful tool. So we're not going to tell you right now, but it does have to do with Try It Tuesday. And it doesn't have to do with Laura's blender. It has to do with Laura's driveway. That's all we'll say right now.
It does. It does indeed. It's going to be super fun.
I'm pretty excited about this. Another thing I'm not so excited about is the delay on the Friends reunion because of the pandemic.
Yeah, but I want all of those individuals to be in the same room at the same time. None of this Zoom Friends reunion.
Absolutely agreed. Absolutely agreed. Some shows just aren't making it when done that way. You have to have the friends all sitting on the couch, right?
Exactly.
Well, the Quarantunes feel the same way, and here is their latest.
Perfect.
I'll stay far from you.
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
Ha!
Jobs remote, your home reunion got delayed. It's like you're always stuck in quarantine. And it could be another 18 months before they find a vaccine. So I'll stay far from you. 6 feet or more. I'll stay far from you.
Tom and Laura in the morning, far from each other, but still live on the air.
Love it.
With the Quarantunes. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom's in the studio, Laura's at home, and so are the late night TV guys.
Apple's announced that it will begin reopening its American retail stores this week, so don't even bother getting COVID-19 because they're just about to come out with the 20.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Biter's birthday buddies coming up, a chance for you to win from Biter's. All you got to do is have a birthday and be a member of our text club, so you should probably do that. Laura, you ready for Biter's birthday buddies?
Heck yeah, and we have a couple from Facebook as well, so good job people getting those in bright and early this morning.
Yeah, got to get it done early. Musical birthdays, we have a ton of them. Yesterday, we didn't have any. Today, Rami Malek, the Freddie Mercury voice?
Yes.
Yeah, he's 39 years old today, and he's still coming to Spyglass for the black jacket thing. We'll keep you posted.
No.
We'll keep you posted on
that. He played Freddie Mercury in the movie. It's not the same guy coming to Spyglass.
No, it is. He's singing for Black Jacket Symphony.
Are you sure?
No, it's not.
I said, he's the actor.
You mean the guy that played Freddie Mercury in the movie didn't even sing?
No. All right. It was the guy who's coming to Spyglass who actually sang.
Cross him the heck off the list. He's no musical talent. Get him off the list. Black Jacket Symphony is still coming to Spyglass, and they'll be using the guy who, sings. He actually sings. That's Mark Martel. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh, you're so upset. I think your world was just rocked.
It was. Don't put stuff on my list if it doesn't belong there. All right, here's another name you don't even know. It sounds like two athletic sneakers. Kix Brooks. Kix Brooks is 65 years old today.
Is he a country singer? I don't know who that is.
Brooks and Dunn. There you go. Very good.
Okay.
Billy Squier is 70 years old today. Billy Squier. Stroke it, stroke it, stroke. Steve Winwood is 72 today. Steve, if you see a chance, you can still take it. Let's see what we got. And finally, are you ready for this one?
Probably not.
Burt Bacharach is 92 years old today.
Burt Bacharach?
He has written 70. He has written 70 hit songs in his career.
Of course he has.
From The Look of Love to What's New Pussycat to What the World Needs Now. Yeah.
What the world.
It's real big in the pandemic.
Now.
His love, sweet
love.
Last hit record, Flashback Friday, that's what friends are for. There you go.
Such good songs.
They're great songs. So, Burt Bacharach, 92 years old.
What the world needs now.
I got her started, ladies and gentlemen.
Buddies.
That's just
every
thing.
Single weekday with Tom and Laura.
It's time for Biter's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Amanda Brody. She's 32 years old.
A very happy birthday to April Redder, 38 today.
Autumn Gessner is 21 today.
Brandon Bauer from Sealands Grove is 39.
Happy birthday to Cameron Kratzer from Milmont, 27.
Carl Moyer is 79 today.
Dennis Lorman from Lewisburg is 65. Retire, Dennis.
Faith McNeil from Bloomsburg is 35.
James Sterner from Courtdale is 73.
Katrina Swanger from Northumberland is 41.
Happy birthday to Christine Kaufman. She's 51.
A very happy birthday to Marsha Cooney from Mifflinburg, 53 today.
Michelle Mancarvis is 48 years old today.
Pamela Paul from Lewisburg is 46.
Tina Beyer from Watsontown is the Nifty 50.
And Tina Bordner is also Nifty 50.
Let's go over to the text club. I thought I saw something today, but no, it's just people telling us that Route 522 is still closed. Okay, we knew
noted.
That. What's on social media?
We have a few. A very happy birthday to Ron Troutman. He is 57 years young today, and that is from Caitlin.
All right.
Also, hold please.
Can you speed it up a bit, girl? Come on now.
Oh, no, that's it. That's
adjust
for a different
adjust your
day.
Wi-Fi. Okay.
Sorry.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always call us, message us on the 94KX Facebook page, or text us at 49330. That's how you can be in it to win it with Biters. $100 could be yours every single Friday. We choose someone to win. And now you can go shopping social distancing style.
Got
wear
him.
Your mask and get a good deal.
There you go. Each and every day at this time, it's Biters.
Birthday Biters on 94KX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, live, local from two different zip codes. Morgan here in the studio. Laura's at home, usually broadcasting from her kitchen. She'll be in the driveway later for Try It Tuesday. We'll talk about that coming up. Laura, we like to do the good news, right?
Yes, we do. We love to do the good news and only the good news.
That's right. I couldn't even pick one out today, so let's run a bunch of them by you right now, listening wherever you might be.
My only sunshine.
A family in Michigan sang "You Are My Sunshine" to their mom and grandma in a nursing home on Mother's Day. The video right now, not only trending online, but just plain old blown up. Elsewhere on Mother's Day, a family in Canada found a way to get away with the social distancing thing on Mother's Day. They built what they call a hug glove. Now there's lots.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah, there's lots of instructions online how to build a hug glove. Make sure you're doing it right, though. But anyway, it's basically a plastic sheet with sleeves in it, and you hang it from something, like, say, for instance, a piece of clothesline. And then when your huggable person shows up, like grandma.
Machine.
It's a hug glove.
Yes, call it the hug glove. So, happy Mother's Day, Mom. We're going to give you a hug on Mother's Day.
Put your arms through.
So you have to put your
so,
arms.
So everybody puts their arms through on the hug glove, and they all hug each other.
Aww.
What a cool idea, huh, Laura?
That's fantastic.
I'm thinking about building a big hug glove here in the studio, and then you can come back and do the show.
Awesome.
So, and there would be two uses for that. If you do feel like hugging me, Laura, you just go ahead. If you want to slap me, you also can. So there you go. It's
two birds, one stone.
Exactly. And finally, this was my favorite. A bunch of residents in a senior living center in Tennessee were bored. They decided to launch their own radio station.
Radio Recliner.
Pirate Radio, run by retirees.
It's a bright day in Franklin, Tennessee. This is Bob Coleman, better known as the Karaoke Cowboy.
Growing up, I couldn't wait to get off the school bus and come to the house and turn on the battery-operated radio, because that's all we had. It brings back generally good memories. Most everybody likes to do that, and especially now that we've had this virus that's kept everybody confined, and you go stir crazy, and I think it's really great.
88-year-old Bob Coleman is the DJ on radio. Let's have that jingle again. I love it.
Radio Recliner.
Radio Recliner.
That's awesome.
You do know that's my next gig.
I kind of assumed.
94KX, that is my new jam. Sunday best. I absolutely love it. Surfaces, they're called. On the surface of her driveway is Laura Good in Elysburg. And
I mean, technically right now I'm sitting at my kitchen table, but there is activity happening in my driveway.
Shh, you don't have to tell people. We're painting a picture here. So what will you be doing in your driveway?
It's a Try It Tuesday.
Yeah, but what do we, like, I was thinking, okay, they don't tell me anything around here. I'm on a need-to-know basis. Laura's doing a Try It Tuesday from her driveway. I'm thinking she's probably planting pansies, but then our weather guy ruins it with a freeze frost warning. So I'm thinking, okay, she's not planting. She already finished the patio. It's got to be food-related.
Of course it's food-related, although I did sort of petition really hard to have my driveway resurfaced for a Try Tuesday. So that could still happen if anyone would like me to showcase the resurfacing process.
What an excellent idea for you.
I'm just saying, people could be interested.
Okay. And then they, your driveway's already paved, right?
It needs to be redone.
Well, no, what they'll do is they'll come to your house and they'll seal it and surface it or whatever they call that stuff. See, we can do this. And then when it's a huge success, they come to Tom's house, which is a dirt driveway.
Oh,
and they
sure.
Pave
of course.
The sucker.
I think mine needs to be repaved, though. Like, I think it's too far gone.
Really? Well, we'll talk about that later. Let's get together with our crack sales staff and see what happens there. In the meantime, you are doing food in your driveway, but we have to be careful with this because we don't want millions of people showing up.
No, I mean, people are allowed to show up. Also, this particular food will be available in Sunbury later on today.
Ah, okay. Try It Tuesday is coming up. News is actually coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. But at 8 o'clock, in the 8 o'clock hour, we will talk to our mystery guest on Try It Tuesday. And then Laura goes out to her driveway to participate in this activity.
I'll give you a hint, Tom. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
There may or may not last night, because it takes a while to prepare this kind of food.
Oh, okay. There's a hint.
There may or may not last evening have been a smoker involved.
Oh, smoked food.
Mm-hmm.
Try It Tuesday on the way. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX,
Tom and Laura in the morning, the only local live morning radio show that comes to you from two locations. That would be me, Tom Morgan, here in the dimly lit Sunbury Studios, where we continue on lockdown for safety of staff members, skeleton crew. And out in Elysburg, where she lives, is Laura, morning show co-host, and Try It Tuesday is going to be revolutionary and historical here because Laura moves to the driveway where we have a food truck, all right? And we are talking now live on the air with Brandon and Amber from When Pigs Fly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good. A little chilly.
Yeah, a little bit chilly. Okay, so for people that don't know your business, it's a food truck, and food trucks are real popular now. And your truck is called When Pigs Fly. So I'm thinking you're doing pork.
Yeah, we do mostly pork products. We do pulled pork. Our burgers have pork in them, do lots of bacon sandwiches, stuff with ham.
Sounds delicious already. Now, you're there early in the morning in Laura's driveway in Elysburg, but I would imagine your day started probably last night, because you got to smoke this stuff, right?
Yeah, we actually smoke everything on site. And we were up pretty late last night getting everything prepped and ready for it today.
Well, thank you so much for doing this late at night to be ready for the morning. But I would imagine that's kind of your gig, because you travel around and serve people lunches all over, right?
Yeah, we go around to different towns, Danville, Norrie, Sunbury, Elysburg here, Lewisburg, pretty much anywhere we can get our hands into. We like to travel around and get everybody's piece of food.
Wow, what a great idea, because you're basically a restaurant on wheels. Now, given that we're in a pandemic right now with all this social distancing and all that stuff, think about it. A food truck actually invented curbside service, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, you guys were doing it before we had to do it. You just pulled up to the curb, and there's the food. So this is great. You're going to serve Laura in just a bit. And everybody listening on 94KX right now, we know that Try It Tuesday is Facebook Live. So join Laura Facebook Live in her driveway in Elysburg with Brandon and Amber doing When Pigs Fly from a driveway in Ewingsburg. This is historical. After you pull out of there, though, everybody listening, Amber and Brandon, have a chance to sample your food later today in Sunbury, right?
Yes, we will be at the Northumberland County Administration Center, right across from where is it, the Shikellamy football field?
Right. Yeah. So when you pull in there, it's for the people that are working in the administration center, sure. But anybody else could use maybe the Schick football stadium parking lot and sneak over and grab some food, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Very good. Very good. First of all, Brandon and Amber, thank you so much for doing this crazy idea of Tom and Laura's Try It Tuesday live on the radio. This is great.
Well, we appreciate you having us.
And secondly, I hope you don't get swamped in Elysburg. There aren't that many people in Elysburg, and most of them listen to Tom and Laura. So there's a pretty good chance you may be camped out in that driveway for a while. And there's nothing wrong with that. Thank you so much. And for the listeners listening right now, When Pigs Fly, it is a food truck from the area. And like you heard Brandon say, traveling everywhere. They are in Laura's driveway in Elysburg. And Laura will go Facebook Live shortly. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, every morning from two different zip codes. We love to do things that are a first ever in Central PA. Maybe even in the country. Right now, you get a live look, Facebook Live, a live look at Laura's studio on her kitchen table. And then she walks outside to go get some food on a Try It Tuesday.
We're Facebook Live right now, Tom.
Right, that's what I said.
I am sitting at my kitchen table. I'll give everybody a little shot here of how we've been broadcasting for the past, is this week 7?
Yeah, week 7. Give them a show around the
week 7.
Yep, around the house.
Yep, inside my house. Okay. But not only do I have a camera assistant waiting for me outside.
Okay.
We all have our masks.
Right. Yes, we're safe.
And there's a food truck.
Yep. When Pigs Fly, we just talked to them, Brandon and Amber, charming people.
Wonderful people.
And now the lucky part for you, not only Facebook Live, but you get to eat.
I'm so excited because this morning we are making cubanos.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
Me either. Is that like a French word for pig? I don't even know.
No, I think they're Cubans. If it's the Cuban sandwich, I think it is. I'm very excited. So I'm going to go.
Okay.
And we're going to run outside and see who's in my driveway.
All right. So take your camera and I'll keep talking as she fades away off into the distance.
Bye-bye.
There goes Laura now from her home studio out into the driveway to go Facebook Live, and we hope you do too. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, Tom in the studio, Laura in the driveway at home, and late night TV at home as well.
Some entertainment news. I saw that there's a television series based on the National Treasure movies coming to Disney Plus, and this is strange. The Nicolas Cage role will be played by Joe Exotic.
Just had a late night soundbite from Fallon last night. Jimmy had one of my favorite people on the show last night, Seth MacFarlane. I marvel in the guy. People who know me know that I love animation and I love cartoon voices, and I do a little bit of it from my home studio and make a little money on the side, but I kind of would love to be big time someday. But last night on Fallon, Seth sang in multiple Family Guy character voices.
You're nobody until somebody loves you. Well, you're nobody until somebody cares. Well, you may be king and you may possess all the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old.
The world still is the same.
Still.
You'll never change it. Just as sure as the stars shine above. Well, you're nobody.
Oh, giggity, giggity.
Nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Giggity.
Giggity, giggity. I wanted Lois to break in there, but it just didn't happen. Oh, well. Seth MacFarlane last night on Fallon doing Family Guy. Good stuff. Laura is back, I think.
I am.
There
Hello.
She is. She is back. You're nobody, Laura, till somebody loves you.
Aw, thanks, Tommy.
Did you like the food? Did you love it? You're
okay.
Nobody.
First off, my trusty assistant is here.
Okay.
Say good morning.
I love Laura.
You mean to tell me your cameraman was your mom?
It was my mom.
I love that. Keeping it in the family, that's very cool.
Hey, we've been quarantined together, so it's all kosher.
It's, and you shouldn't say kosher when talking about pork, but I guess it's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. We're talking about the five social things that we miss most from pre-coronavirus life.
Oh, boy.
Now, in radio, we have the luck of still having face-to-face interactions as long as you're wearing a mask and you're 6 feet apart, right?
That's right. Here's the thing. For at least a little while, six mm-hmm. feet, mask wearing, maybe limiting your circle. But I think we could probably start to slowly expand our circles.
Good point.
But being careful while doing so.
There we go. Number two on the list of things we miss pre-coronavirus, celebrating big milestones with friends and family.
Oh, I just think about all of the 18-year-olds, the 16-year-olds, the 21-year-olds during this time. It's been really difficult, I'm sure, for them celebrating those big things.
Yes, and for the 18-year-olds, high school graduations. For the 21-year-olds, college graduations are just not happening. That's very sad. Number three is the problem I have, because you know I'm a hugger. Just hugging people. I miss that.
I miss hugging. I miss high-fiving. Honestly, I don't even mind a handshake.
Yeah,
and I think that's kind of, it's away now.
Yeah, if you can't handshake, that's one thing. But high fives and hugging, yeah, definitely missed. Number four.
Fist bump.
Fist bump, yeah. Number four is having date night.
The husband and I did that. We picked up food on Friday mm-hmm. and then went and got a six-pack of something I can't even remember what.
Beverage.
And then, like, sat in a parking lot.
So date night was you and your husband in a parking lot.
I mean, that could go a multitude of ways, but it's not the high school version of sitting in a parking lot.
That's right.
It was literally like we ate our food and then went home.
So there's no cop knocking on the window with the flashlight.
Really sad.
What's going on in there? What's going on in there? And finally, on the top five, the number five social thing we miss pre-coronavirus, going to the bar with friends. Hello.
That should be number one for you and I, Thomas.
Thank you. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, winding down on this National Fibromyalgia Awareness Day. Ooh, serious stuff there. Still no cure for it. They only seem to treat the pain. So if you know someone with that, sympathies out there and definitely awareness. It's also National Nutty Fudge Day.
Ooh, I like nutty fudge.
Why don't you head into the kitchen now, Laura, and whip us up some nutty fudge?
Do you need me to make you some fudge? I can.
Yummy fudge. No, I'm staying away from that stuff. It's National Odometer Day. Pay attention to how many miles are on your car and take care of your vehicle.
How many days is it today? Seriously.
There's quite a few. Odometer Day. I just turned over 103,000 miles on my Mustang over the weekend.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Still looks brand new. And earlier this morning, we mentioned the fact that it's National Limerick Day, and you people prompted me to do a limerick. It was a little bit dirty. It was an Irish limerick. I got it out of the way before Laura joined us, so she wouldn't give me a verbal spanking, but you got to be careful. And if you didn't hear it, it had nothing to do with words that rhyme with Nantucket.
Okay. I actually have a limerick for you as well.
And I have written one for our radio lockdown, which is still fun, even though it's kind of inconvenient for some of us. So what do you have?
Okay. This is called The Smooth Operator.
Okay.
I just had a Zoom meeting with Tom, whom it turns out was still in his home. Uh-huh. He thought he was muted, and he went on and tooted to find he pushed speaker instead.
That's funny. In our actual staff Zoom meeting, yesterday morning, one of our incredible staff members had no idea that her mic was not muted, and she constantly coughed and cleared her throat through the entire meeting.
Oh, jeez, really?
I was ready just to text and say, stop it. But anyway, I wrote a limerick, which is a classic form. There once was a, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But I will not say Nantucket or anything like that. So here we go. There once was a radio lockdown. Some of us smiles to frowns. Some studios dark, more places to park, and Kevin's hardly ever around. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. From two different zip codes every morning. Week 7 of this style morning show. It's been a lot of fun, except for the fact that we only see each other on a video screen. Oh, well.
FaceTime works for now.
It's gonna have to, I guess.
I know.
But one thing we have come up with on this show is Laura's thought for the day to wrap up the show every day. I think that's a cool thing. What do you got for us today?
Okay, so I have a little positive message
that's
today,
good.
That's this
good.
Morning.
All right.
So, it's from Maya Angelou. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. So always treat them with kindness.
There you go. Kindness is a major ingredient through all this pandemic stuff. No doubt about it.
Kindness counts.
Kindness counts. Thank you, Laura. Chad's on the way next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.